One issue that John Edwards campaigned hard on in his presidential bid was health care. It has special meaning for his wife, Elizabeth, who's battling breast cancer. When her husband ended his campaign, Elizabeth Edwards also lost her platform from which to push for universal health care. Feeling good these days, Edwards has found a new platform. She's joining the liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress, as a senior fellow, where she will blog mostly on health issues. We reached her to talk about her new job.
In the campaign, health care policy is so important to me, and I could tell as I traveled the country, important to the people with whom I was speaking. And it's sort of, you come to an abrupt stop and you're thrown off the train. But I still had this need to advocate for a really comprehensive health care policy that was going to be responsive to the needs that I heard across the country.
When it comes to talking about comprehensive health care, you have taken on Senator John McCain's health care plan. How does it fall short in your eyes?
It honestly falls short in just about every conceivable way. In truth, it's not actually a plan. I mean, politicians do this. They describe, you know, a collection of platitudes as a plan. I mean, you know, you want to keep costs down. That's going to be a part of an essential part of anyone's plans. We want to make certain that we have that it's available to a lot of people. That's language he uses, but doesn't actually have a method for making that a reality. Another platitude people can agree with. And I do want to give him some credit. He was a leader with respect to patent reform on prescription drugs. But in terms of an actual plan to make certain that Americans are covered by health insurance, that they get the health care they need, he actually hasn't got one.
He does offer new tax breaks for individuals to buy their own health insurance.
Yes. This is a plan that's actually been tried. We have health savings accounts. And in particular states where they've done this, what they discovered was when you have competition for health care business, you know, people are going to make a cheaper and cheaper product. So they can say, well, you know, we've got the $99 special. But the trouble is the $99 special doesn't actually, you know, has high deductibles or it doesn't cover a lot of your conditions. And they do not meet the needs of the American healthcare consumer.
One thing that John McCain's campaign would say about this is, and has said about this, is that basically they're intending to produce greater coverage for Americans through competition. But you have directed a zinger. You have said that he, as a cancer survivor, and you, as a cancer survivor, neither of you would be able to get a private health care plan if you didn't already have one.
Now, the truth is that John McCain and I are both in financial conditions that if policies were available, and nobody would be obligated to write such a policy, but if policies were available, we could pay for them. But the problem is there's no obligation to make them available at all. This is an enormous problem, Renee, across the country. I mean, if you think about it, everybody just think about in their own family. Does somebody in your family have a pre-existing condition? And I'm betting the answer is yes for nearly everyone. All sorts of problems that people, chronic conditions people have and fight. Those are the ones we really want covered. The truth is our healthcare policy that covers everything but cancer doesn't exactly do me a lot of good. And so as I said, John McCain and I have something in common. Neither one of us would be covered by his healthcare policy.
You and John Edwards praised Hillary Clinton's health care plan even when he was still running for president, said it was much better at that time than Barack Obama's because it is the closest to a universal plan. Obviously an issue very important to you. Is it important enough for you to endorse Hillary Clinton for president?
I don't think who I endorse makes a hill of beans for me. I wish it did. I'd rather talk about the policies of candidates. I'd like for whoever gets the nomination, I'd like for the platform of the Democratic Party to include, I'd like for the platform of the Republican Party to include this too. I'd like to say I'm less hopeful of that. Like to include a truly universal health care plan. And so I'd rather use my capital, such as this, the few coins I've got, to affect the policy as opposed to affect the election.
Well, you may think it doesn't amount to a hill of beans, but actually your endorsement would make news, as would John Edwards, your husband's. Have you plans to endorse anyone at any point?
I don't want to say that never, that I would not endorse anybody at any point. I don't see any prospect of that changing in the near term anyway.
Elizabeth Edwards today begins writing a blog as a senior fellow at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Thank you.
Thank you.